Hey there, it's Big Shoe Stew.
And Dina Fox.
And we're back.
Hola and bon dia.
Oh, and the dog says hi too.
That's correct.
Yes, because this is a very formal meeting.
Mia's missed me.
Well, before we start, I got some very time-sensitive mortgage information on my doorstep here from my bank.
I saw that. I brought it in from the UPS.
So my bank, or a bank, I'm not sure it's my, well anyway, a bank wants to lower my mortgage rate from this to this.
Really? And how much do they want for that?
Nothing.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
Except the additional
closing costs
except
zero.
The additional months or years of mortgage payments added on to refinance.
Well, we haven't discussed that yet.
I'm sure they haven't.
Well, we need to discuss it.
I don't know.
Okay. It says I have to do it before June 14th. Let's see. June 10th. Wow. So if I don't do it before then.
You're out of luck.
Yeah, but there's only one small problem with this, Dina.
What is it?
I got the exact same thing 3 weeks ago.
I'm sure.
And they said if I didn't do it by 4 days from then,
you'd miss out.
They want
your money, Stu. In fact,
no,
I don't know anybody who doesn't want our money these days.
They don't want any money. It says, what does that say right here? No fee?
You pay nothing for all those fees.
Right, yeah.
Right, except they get all those additional months of mortgage payments.
No.
Sure they do.
I might call them just to be the jerk that I am. Well, you are back.
Yes.
Looking
hola.
Fit and tanned and
thank
rested.
You.
Yes.
And bom dia.
Bom dia?
Bom dia, which means good day or good morning in Portuguese. I've learned just enough Portuguese to be dangerous.
Ah.
I also have, pardon me, the remnants of a cold, which I got on the plane, as I often seem to do. Because I just know. When it happened, I'm almost certain, because when you put people from all over the world in a confined space for 10 hours.
We've put these people from all over the world in a confined space for 10 hours.
Exactly, which is about how long it takes to fly from Sao Paulo, Brazil, to Chicago, O'Hare.
All right.
I'm pretty sure I got it there. But
maybe you got it in Chicago, O'Hare.
Nope, I had it.
It's a breeding ground.
By the time... Well, it is. But by the time we landed, I already had it. And also, it's good to know that when you arrive in Chicago at 6 o'clock or 6:30 on a holiday morning, it was Memorial Day, that Garrett's popcorn kiosk is actually open.
Right on. And so you brought me some?
Well, I would have if we hadn't eaten it all already. Had I been healthy when we got back, there might have been some for you and Bunny.
So the whole justification here is... See, that's good. Oh, do that again for it.
I will. I'm sure. Oh, it's awful.
Oh, I feel terrible. So bottom line is you wouldn't want to give me the contaminated popcorn.
That's correct.
Oh, that's very, very considerate of you.
Now, we did bring back some candy, which I was running late and forgot to bring in my purse.
That too?
No, I will bring that's individually wrapped, and I will bring you some of that. But it was beautiful. I mean, Brazil was more beautiful in person than I had imagined it to be. We spent a large portion of our week on the coast. On the eastern coast, there's a little colonial town called Paraty, which is where the ships used to port when they would come in from Portugal to pick up the gold that they were mining in Brazil.
Oh, is that what you went for?
Well, I didn't bring back any gold, as it happens, because darn it, that world market price is so darn steep these days. But it was beautiful.
You should have found some. Yeah,
the weather was great.
Yeah,
we have friends who live there, friends of Lauren's, who I finally got to meet for the first time in almost 10 years.
Now, what's it like down there, weather-wise, right now?
It was beautiful. So it's getting to be their fall and winter. They're on the opposite season. First time I've ever been south of the equator. And it does take quite a long time to get there. I mean, this is not a short trip. It took... from start to finish to get home, about 24 hours from the time we hit the shuttle bus to the airport and then get home. It's about 24 hours.
All right,
hours.
So what do you do? First of all, let's talk about a 10-hour flight.
Yeah, it's overnight.
I've been on a 7-hour flight, maybe at 8, something like that.
Yes.
What do? You just kind of sleep,
feed you.
Right?
Yeah, they feed you. You sort of sleep, but you really don't. Unless you pay for the upgraded seats, the accommodations are not quite that comfortable. And for someone as tall as you... you would probably be very, very uncomfortable trying to sleep.
Mm.
But again, they have in-flight entertainment at your seat, movies to choose from, music. I, believe it or not, have turned into a geek and listened to the United ATC channel for quite a while overnight.
Oh, yeah. Is that neat?
It was neat.
Air traffic control.
Yes.
You're absolutely right. That is neat.
It was neat, and I got to hear when we were cruising through the Caribbean and the different countries or islands that would check in from their air traffic control towers, and it was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you feel like you're kind of controlling.
I'm controlling nothing, and I fully acknowledge that. But our friends who live there did recommend May as the month to go. It's not in season, so So there's not a lot of tourists. Things are not overly expensive or any more than usual. However, it is much more expensive to live in Brazil than here in many ways.
Like,
a tank of gas.
Me, yeah.
A tank of gas was 141 real for three quarters of a tank, and it's about $1.65 to one, so about $100 to fill up three quarters of a tank of a rental car. Oh, and the rental car, the last day we're leaving Paraty to go back to visit our friends in Sao Paulo, doesn't start.
Oh.
Now, we rented from Budget. We booked it online. And so we have to call Budget on our AT&T wireless phones at whatever price per minute in a foreign country, and it took them 4 hours to get a tow truck from an hour away to show up and jumpstart our car, because apparently jumper cables, non-existent unless you are an auto body shop in Brazil.
Wow.
No jumper cables. So the guy comes from an hour away
in
his tow truck.
Yeah, that amuses me, because I would think that that would be exactly the opposite. You know,
no.
Like if their cars, if their rental cars are breaking down, I think they'd have jumper cables like crazy.
Nobody's got them. So,
oh,
so an hour away, the guy comes with the tow truck and hooks up like a battery pack.
Yeah.
With some cables to our car, and in about 5 seconds has the car going after we wait for 4 hours.
Right.
So we get it back into Sao Paulo, which is about a 4 hour drive.
Oh my goodness.
In the evening time. Now, Sao Paulo is 10 million people. It's bigger than New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy. This is one of the biggest cities in the world. And people are driving like lunatics.
And I realize, you know, I'm geographically somewhat ignorant. I've certainly heard of Sao Paulo, but you know, I think if you ask me anything about it, or most average Americans,
yes,
for sure, they couldn't tell you a thing about it. And it's bigger than New York.
Bigger than New York City.
I mean, we've all heard of Tokyo, Mexico City.
Sure.
I'm trying to think of Moscow. There are huge cities
yes,
we've heard of.
Yes.
But
Sao Paulo is one of them.
Don't know much about that one.
It's a big one.
Wow.
And lots of vertical buildings, like apartment buildings, like Manhattan. It's a very tall, high-rise
okay,
kind of city. I'll try to email you some pictures, and maybe we can put them up on the blog.
Well, what did you think of Sao Paulo? Was it, like New York with a different accent?
Yes, New York with a different accent. Our friends, but also a little bit like San Francisco, because some streets are hilly,
mm-hmm,
unlike New York.
Mm-hmm.
And so we walked with our friends from their place. They live on the 17th floor of an 18-floor building. And we walked several blocks to a street market on Sunday morning. And it was fantastic, you know, fresh flowers and produce and all kinds of things. Different fruits that we will never see here in this country. There was the things you may have heard of, papaya and mango and guava and passion fruit, but things like fruta de conge, I can't even describe what this is and what it looks like.
I can't even say what that is.
And jabuticaba and things like kaki.
I beg your pardon?
I know.
Don't be talking about your jabuticaba.
Jabuticaba, which is almost like a blueberry, but a little bit more tart.
Uh-huh.
And only grows seasonally, but we found it in things like jarred jellies and spreads and things like that.
Welch's, jabuticaba, jabuti, whatever it's called.
Jabuticaba. We'll just never get that here in this country. And they are hoarding some things down there that are pretty darn good.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's very interesting.
Well, of course, we all know, most of us are familiar with that Brazilian steakhouse thing.
The churrascarias.
Yeah, they keep carving off food and serving it to you.
Our friends suggested we actually not go to one there. We asked about going to one, and they said, you know what, it's overpriced, mm-hmm, and really, they took us on our final night there to an Argentinian restaurant, which was fantastic. The difference is you order your meat, and they don't just come and carve you more and more and mm-hmm, more. You order what you're going to eat. We shared a bunch of food, and it was delicious. And they had tango dancing as entertainment in this small kind of restaurant. So we had this tableside view of the tango dancers.
I see.
Who are very interesting and very good at what they do.
Were there two of them?
There actually were, male and female.
Ah.
Yeah, she had a great dress on.
Ah.
Yeah.
Did you? Oh, well, of course, now that we've gotten to dresses, we have to ask the obvious question.
In Portuguese,
yes,
the word handbag
is
bolsas.
Bolsas.
Bolsas is handbags.
And tienes bolsas?
I did not buy any bolsas, no. But I did find some jewelry at a very interesting rock and mineral and gemstone store where they had things that come out of the ground in Brazil, like citrine geodes and amethyst geodes and agate. All of that is mined there in Brazil. Brazil, a very wealthy country of natural resources. And beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know. Even the big city of Sao Paulo, I mean, it's a beautiful big city.
How are the people?
Very nice.
Yeah.
Could not have been nicer.
I'm guessing they don't speak a lot of English.
They do not. And Lauren, my honey, who speaks fluent Spanish, was able to get by. It's close. It's not exact. Some words
do not
translate.
Mm-hmm.
But I can do the days of the week in Portuguese.
Well, let's hear it.
Segunda. Terça-feira.
Terça-feira?
Terça-feira.
Is that Monday?
No, Segunda is Monday.
Okay.
Tuesday is Terza Fiera.
Yeah.
Wednesday is Quarta Fiera. Thursday is Quinta Fiera. Friday is Sesta Fiera. Saturday is Sábado, and Domingo is Sunday.
Whoa.
So I was really picking up the Portuguese quite well there because, I mean, you are immersed. You don't have a choice. If you want to learn to get along at least a little bit, I had a book that Lauren had called Conversational Portuguese in 7 Days. He kept making the joke.
And how many days
were you
there?
It doesn't say which 7 days.
Yeah, right.
You know? But it was a great experience, and we hope to get back again soon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you really didn't tell me anything about the experience. I mean, did you do anything?
We went on a boat. Yeah. Our friends have a boat. So we spent a couple of days at a boat, one day close enough to swim to a beach where I had my goggles and I could see little fishies swimming close by.
You didn't bring any frozen peas with you?
Nope.
Gotta
did
do that
not.
Next time.
Really?
Yep.
Boy, it's hard to get them frozen on that 10-hour flight.
Yeah, well, you get them there. But I learned that on a trip to Hawaii once. Everybody brings, like, you know, breadcrumbs, things like that to give to the fish. You give them frozen peas and they go nuts.
Really?
I think it's in the fish code.
Well, we did go to a grocery store. I didn't see any frozen peas, but I saw many, many things that were unidentifiable to me.
Wow.
Yeah, it was fascinating. Different sodas, different fruits, different meats.
Give me a cultural thing, like something that happened that you laugh at now, but you're like, whoa, this is just not working, or anything like that.
Well, the fact that the car wasn't working was interesting. The
jumping the car was, yeah.
Jumping the car. I mean, we think of that as nothing to do here. It's easy. We all have jumper cables.
Right.
Boy, I'm trying to think about something that was... Oh, okay. So the first day we go out on the boat with our friends at their beach house near Paratee. And we're in this cove and they anchor the boat and they have a ladder that goes down into the water. And all of a sudden we see this guy paddling out in a canoe. And so our friend speaks to him in Portuguese. We don't really know what he's saying. And the guy goes away in his boat. And a few minutes later comes back with a platter of freshly shucked oysters. Ordered and delivered to the boat.
Whoa!
I was kind of liking that.
Whoa.
A little fresh
lime
juice.
We need that on Lake Pleasant.
You're not kidding.
We have to have
that. Up on Lake Powell.
All right.
Come on now.
All right. That's on that note. All right. Let's. excuse me. Let's get the canoe in here. Hey, it's theater of the mind.
They didn't have that on Channel 8 the other night, but I saw you.
Did you bring the canoe over here to the barge? Oh, you saw me on Channel 8?
I saw you on Channel 8, you and Bill Andress.
Yeah, we had a great time.
Did you know that Bill Andress was doing mornings when I first moved here to work at Y95? I worked with him very briefly, but I've not kept in touch with him over the years. He looks exactly the same.
He does. He's fun.
Yeah.
We had a great time.
He is great.
I'll give you a little insight on that. And then we got
to
go because we're running long here.
I know.
I'll give you a little insight on the Channel 8 thing. Okay?
Yes.
We did one pledge break on teleprompter. We had, I think, 4 or 5 during the show. I'll say 4, okay?
Okay.
During the doo-wop show.
Yes.
Now, we know all the rock, pop, and doo-wop stuff. I mean, it's, you know, it's everything like silhouettes and...
The platters and the coasters.
Yeah,
and,
you know, all that stuff, you know.
I was watching.
Jay and the Americans. I mean, sure. You know, if you don't know the songs, you know the songs. You may not know the titles.
Sure.
So anyway, we're doing all this stuff. And we go through a break. We're doing the teleprompter thing. And the producer, Henry, comes walking out. And he goes, okay, the phones aren't ringing. This isn't working. You guys know this stuff. Just take off and ad-lib. They put the teleprompter on black.
Wow.
Which has happened to me very rarely.
That's kind of scary.
And say, just run with it.
Wow.
So here we are doing probably cumulatively about a half hour or so of live ad-libbed TV.
Wow.
We had a blast.
Was that when Bill started singing?
Yeah, I think so.
Because I saw that part. I saw that part. Anyway, you guys did a great job.
Well, thank you.
Sure.
We had a blast.
Yeah.
And the phones were ringing.
Love Channel 8.
Yeah. So next time you see us on the Begathon, make sure you donate.
You betcha.
Okay. And if you want to send us some money or just like us on Facebook, do that now. Okay?
Sure. Big Shoe Stew and Dina Fox on Facebook.